You spent a massive day sightseeing. Remember when you could do that? Wandering a new city of a new country. You've got a little bit of jet lag. Your muscles are sore after a long flight. But it does not stop you checking out the place that you've dreamed about visiting. Paris, Barcelona, London, Istanbul.
I feel that you're taking me into one of your travels, some of your experiences here, Dan.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're nearly done for the day, Jen. Come with me.
Yes.
You're tired, you're hungry,
sore
you
feet.
Need to relax. You've got the book waiting for you. You want to just sort of maybe have a sundowner. And then you see the local Turkish baths.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever given them a go?
Mm.
You might know them as a hammam. They're very common across the Middle East and North Africa. Did you know we had our own Turkish baths?
In Hamilton, no less. We were gobsmacked to learn about this and we needed to know more. So Sue Ryan's here to fill us in, City of Newcastle's local history coordinator. Where were these baths?
In Denison Street in Hamilton, although it was called Hamilton Road then.
Denison Street, okay. And yes. What went on there?
It was a really interesting building. So part of it was the Turkish baths and the other part was a chemist shop where they had dispensed homeopathic medicines. Mm-hmm. But the baths themselves were amazing. It was a seven-step process to be able to get through that bath.
Jen mentioned the frigidarium and the tepidarium. There were five other steps, were there?
Yes, the sudatarium, the sulfur room, the shampooing room, the washing room and the drying room.
Wow. Okay, the shampooing...
I know, you had to get a lot of value for your money.
Yes. Yeah, the shampooing room seems self-explanatory, but there were expert shampooers, weren't there?
Yeah, I don't think they were shampooing hair.
No, they were shampooing your body, right? So staff actually washed you down.
Yes, and then after they'd shampooed you, they'd get a soft glove and run it all over you so that you could go off to the washing room.
Why did we have this in Hamilton?
The guy that ran it had this idea that we should be all clean, civil and organised. So that was his mission statement. And he was a chemist who dispensed those sort of homeopathic remedies. So it was his passion, I guess. It was great for people.
Do we know much about his background? Because we know that in Islamic cultures, the significance of the baths is religious and hygienic. And you mentioned the hygienic part there. Why was he so passionate about it, though?
He originally came from England. And when he arrived in the 1850s, he went straight to the goldfields. And he worked in Ballarat for quite some time. And they opened a Turkish bath down there. So he became really interested in that and became a medical botanist and herbalist. Later in the 1870s, he moved here and brought that idea with him.
So built around 1879, I think. What happened? How did it all wind up? Is there any evidence of it still there?
No. So it was demolished in 1961. He had it till just before 1900 and sold it on to two brothers who ran it as a medical and dental practice.
Right.
Denison and Hunter, are we talking that kind Dairy Farmer's Corner type area?
It's where the Wesley Mission is now, so people would be able to find it. There's no sign of it there still.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing even underground too. I know furnaces are obviously an important part when it comes to the bath situation. There's no remnants of anything in that area now. The building's gone.
Yep. All gone.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea. I was fascinated to hear about it. Thank you for sharing that little slice of Newcastle's history, Sue.
No worries.
Thank you. Sue Ryan, local history coordinator for the City of Newcastle.